what is your assessment of the war situation at the moment?
Well, I think we can see that this is not the end of the war, and a lot of people have their raised mood. They are happy because some of the Ukrainian regions are being liberated, but I don't think it's high time for saying things like that, because a lot of settlements and regions are being occupied and a lot of people are being killed by the Russian soldiers. The most complicated is in the east. For them, it's important to control Mariupol. They are willing to destroy all of the soldiers in Mariupol. Then they would proceed to the east in order to try and surround a significant number of Ukrainian soldiers in order to destroy all of that.
The Russian troops did withdraw from Kyiv, around Kyiv, Chernihiv. Do you think the capital city is still under threat?
It's hard to say. If our forces in Donbas won't be able to hold their positions, then the risk of the repeated offensive against Kyiv and the Kyiv Oblast is probable.
A video has emerged in which Ukrainian soldiers seem to be executing Russian soldiers in the woods. So the Russians are saying also Ukrainians are committing war crimes. What do you have to say about this particular video, and are you investigating this? What can you tell us about this?
I'm not going to talk in specifically on this or that occasion. Our soldiers, particularly the armed forces of Ukraine, they don't have any reason or any sense to behave in that manner towards Russian soldiers.
They want you to be neutral. They want the Ukraine to be a neutral state. You agree with that. But what is your understanding of that neutrality? What are you willing to accept as a solution for this whole conflict and war?
There would be something, some specific agreements that will make sure that Russia will clearly not want to violate our sovereignty and territorial integrity, not launch any other invasion against Ukraine. We are ready to be a non-bloc state. We were a non-bloc country, non-aligned country. Other countries would be ready to guarantee our security. There are some rules. And in addition to weapons, in addition to their personal protection, there is also sanctions. So it all means that if there will be an attack against Ukraine by any country, these states, the security guarantors, will be defending us. Why are we talking about Russia as a possible security guarantor? Why? Because Russia should have a legal responsibility, because if they wouldn't be there, they wouldn't be held liable. This is what we want. This is what Russia wants. And frankly speaking, if they wouldn't be dealing with their domestic victories, we would be able to reach an agreement at this point.
If you allow me to end with this personal question, you are an artist, an actor. You're not a military general. Now, this is a war, and you have seen so many difficult things, bodies in the streets of Bucha. You are the leader of this country. It's tough for everybody. How do you, as a human being, emotionally deal with all of this?
I feel pain. At certain cases, you just get used to that. And to a certain degree, it's a pity that I'm getting used to things like that, that I look at certain things that I think not a single person would have been imagining that they would be looking at. I think it's the question of about who you are. And it's not related with the profession that you lead or what you'll be doing in the future. It's a profession of becoming or and being the citizen of our country. That's the most important profession.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, thank you for talking to Al Jazeera.
Thank you so much.